So I'm working in the CEDER-MF, and I'm the head of the imaging group. And this group is part of the research department of CEDER-MF. And the goal of this department is to do analysis, optical, chemical, and nuclear analysis, in order to give data to the conservation department, who is doing restoration. So the main subject of our job is to do analysis that will be useful for restoration and for research on art history also. So in my group, we are doing scientific photography, like UV, infrared, luminescence photography. We are doing radiography. And for the 3D part, we are doing, since not a lot of time, tomography, that is radiography in 3D. And also we have machine for doing surface 3D at a micro scale and a micro scale. So I just tried to give some examples of 3D in my lab and to put them in categorize. So here are the 3D for observation. So the goal is to record the volume and also to make studies from those observations. So the first, of course, simple goal of 3D is to record the forms and to store them for longer preservation, long-term preservation. In my lab, there is no good issues for long-term preservation for 3D, so I'm glad to meet you today. And of course, this record of the forms are particularly important when there is degradation or when there is a restoration process, because we need to document this. For example, here I put the Château de Celles in Cambrai that has a lot of sculpture and graffiti inside, and that is going the degradation is going further more since 20 years, and so there is specialists that are going each year to record by 3D the evolution of the degradation, the deterioration, and they try to find solution and to look what's happening through 3D models. The other things that are asked to my group is to do traceology. Traceology is the science for studying trace of tools. And this is an example for a Paleolithic Magdalenian caillou. stone, and there are some tool traces, and we have a micro topographic station that is doing 3D at a very, very high resolution, like 500 nanometers, so we can do the 3D model and after extract some data from rugosimetry. And you have an example of a 2D profile from the trace we have on the stone. And from those kind of studies, we can extract a lot of knowledge from which tool was used. And if there are groups, like for example, the site of La Marche in Périgord, you have two kind of tool that were used. So you have the Batonian area and the Kimmeridgian area. And when you find a new stone, you can measure the 3D, extract the rugosimetry data, and find out that it's a red triangle here. Find out that the red triangle is belonging to the Kimmeridgian, so you can do some kind of segmentation, spatial segmentation of where the stone is coming from. So traceology is a very big part of the question that are asked to me. Another part completely different is 3D for manufacturing a missing part of an object. So a missing part is a part of the object that disappeared or were destroyed, or it could be also not the part of the object itself, but the way to present it and to make a presentation support to do a presentation in the museum for a fragile object, for example. So we can, with the 3D model, make a support that is completely adapted to a very fragile object. But here I choose to show you one subject that we began but we did not finish yet. It's furniture in the Louvre coming from Boulle, the famous guy who made furniture. And there is no foot for this furniture. And we know it should have a foot because we have drawing from Boulle, so we know that it should look like this. So the restoration department found in the Louvre Museum something close to the motif that should be on the foot. It took resinate print. We scanned it in 3D. We rebuilt the model, the theoretical model from the drawing in 3D, and we rebuilt the complete foot that should be on the furniture. And right now, so we have the good theoretical 3D model, and right now we are in the phase where we have to choose in which material we should print this foot. And we have a large amount of choice because we can print right now with the last 3D printers. We can print from plastic to brass. And here we have deontological debate with the restoration, because there are people that are saying it's better to print plastic something and to reprint it in 10 years, and on the other way, some other conservators say no, you should print an iron something very solid, and you don't have to reprint it later. So of course the price is not the same, and the way of doing restoration is changing with the 3D printing possibilities. So we didn't choose yet, but we will find a way. And without any transition, I show you another kind of 3D we are doing a lot actually, because it's not a new, but we started this thing. It's tomography 3D, so it's X-ray. It's like radio, but you take 700 radio moving the object. So after you have a reconstruction software, and it shows you the inside of the object. So the tomography is very, very, very useful for all the objects we have, and particularly for the archaeological one. So this is a knife, an épée, I don't know the English word, and you can see how it was built. And what I do not show here is that we didn't know that there it was this, because we receive an excavation package with the hearst and everything, and we don't know what there is inside. So they give us directly a part of the excavation, so we can study the object even before it was put off the earth. So it's really powerful. And the other thing that is powerful and linked to the surface 3D we are talking about here is that we can extract the 3D surface of the object, external but also internal. So the interface we can extract by giving a 3D model to the people who study the object is very powerful, because we can really see if it's corroded, how it was made, what are each part of the object. Of course, we can do a lot of things like measures and more understanding of the object. And for me, tomography X and 3D surface is really linked because we have the same kind of response. So I did a very short presentation, but the thing that I wanted to say is that in my group, we are producing a lot of data, a lot of very precise data, and we change the way of doing 3D models and the way of doing tomography models depending of the question. We never do the same procedure because it depends of the question. And the answer we can give depends also of the restorer, the conservator, the specialist of each kind of object, the specialist. We are always like 10 people trying to answer one question. And for me, the right now, the analysis are understood by hand. It means we take a big table and we put all the analysis, the optical analysis I do, but also the chemical analysis that the other group are doing, and also the nuclear analysis that another group is doing. We take a big table and we just put everything on the table, and after we just think for hours. And if we could have a software that put at the same location on the object on 3D the different analysis that could be spectral, that could be chemical, that could be any kind of 2D image, it would be really a powerful tool. And the step further should be to cross-analyze the different kind of layer of analysis and to pre-analyze and pre-understand what we are looking at, because there are a lot of understanding and a lot of questions that are always that has the same procedure. For example, to look at pigment in a statue, we always look at the same sequence, at the same analysis. So there are a lot of things to develop with the 3D and the annotation and metadata and cross-section and fusion to develop, for my point of view and the question that are asked to me.